Good day, dear friends. This is Karen once again, and I was looking back at the last time that I brought my ponderings to you, and it was in November. Oh my, there's been so much that has transpired since then. I have finished my master's program with university, and thankfully I am done, and the only thing that I have left is a huge test, a certification state test that will be on Monday. And so I have asked for prayer from my friends, from my family, from my church family. And I spoke to the children of our church last Sunday about praying, about what prayer looks like and what praying is and how we can pray for one another. And even when we don't have the words, the Holy Spirit prays on our behalf. And I came across something in a book that I used to enjoy reading. It is called What Matters Most for the Heart. And tonight I found there it says that when we ask God to act on the behalf of those around us, whatever the case may be, that is an expression of love and support. When we ask God for healing or forgiveness or reconciliation or peace or many other issues, God will honor our faith through the Holy Spirit and impress our prayers on that person's heart. It's an incredible promise and source of comfort that we can cling to the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit prays on our behalf. And Jesus, as we know, as it says in Romans 8:34, is our intercessor who constantly speaks to God, the Father, on our behalf. It is so comforting to me to know that whatever my need might be, or the need of one of my loved ones or one of my friends, that faith united with faith of others will create miracles. And God hears the cries of our heart, even when they are spoken in silence. I'm comforted to know that come Monday, this long 4-hour test that is going to test my skills and abilities for the last 3 years of my master's program, God will be with me. God has gone before me, and there is an ultimate plan. Whether I pass or I fail, God loves me and He is with me. And that goes with life too. Whatever life brings our way, we are victorious because we have a Father who loves us so deeply, and He has a great plan for our future, both here on earth and someday in paradise. Let me pray. Father God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the many blessings that you continue to pour out upon us. May we always be grateful and thankful. Father, thank you that your Son lived and died here on earth, that He became flesh so that we might have an intercessor, that we might have a Savior. Thank you, Father, that He knows all the emotions that we could ever experience, and that we have a faithful servant and Savior who speaks to you on our behalf. Father, thank you that you are with us, that you go before us, and that you will always be there. You will never forsake us or leave us. Thank you for all good things, for they come from you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.